You're listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
One of the joys that we have here in the city is being able to share the Word of God with people that have different languages. And so every Wednesday we have a service that is Mandarin, and sometimes we have Cantonese. And then we follow that with a service in Spanish, which is then followed by a service in English. So those three evangelistic chapels that are held every Wednesday are targeting those three different languages. And we are discussing the possibility of adding a fourth language on that day. We have a large group of Chinese people that understand Cantonese. And so we're making a decision as to whether or not we can add that fourth language service to our international preaching station. We have two more English services that are held every Saturday afternoon at 1 and 3. And we have people that come up to us from these services that will attend an English service, and they say, can we have a Korean service? Can we have a Russian service? And so our burden and desire is to see the Lord provide an opportunity where we can add different language groups to the ministry that we're doing here. And of course, the best way to do that is to have a live speaker who can then preach in that service. But until that takes place, we use video sermons from pastors that we have selected here in the United States, as well as even on mission fields. And so we're grateful for the technology and the partnership that we have with Sermon Audio to be able to do this. But pray about our opportunity to add further services to our already schedule every single week. Now, one of the joys that we have here, too, is an opportunity to welcome interns to come and spend a half a year with us, or even a full calendar year. And for ministerial interns, we have an opportunity for them to preach in these different language chapels. If we have someone that knows Cantonese or Mandarin who will come and spend 6 months or a year with us, we can use that opportunity to give them experience in teaching and preaching and dealing with a particular language group. And our ministerial internship does not only involve the preaching in these various languages, but it's also an evangelistic opportunity. The city is ripe. The city is full of people and locations that one can go to. The parks are a tremendous place for one-on-one evangelistic conversations. And then there are many different types of evangelism that we do here. We open up our space from time to time and go out on the street corners and pass out invitations to people to come and have a cup of coffee and a piece of dessert and life-changing conversations with friends. And every time that we open up the facility to do this, we'll have people from the street come in, people that have never been in our building. And they'll sit down at a table and they'll be served a dessert. And then a team member, an intern, will sit down with them and have a gospel conversation and get to know them. And so we do that evangelism in our own space. We go out in the open air, get sound permits from the police department in prominent locations. One location that's very close to us is across the street from Madison Square Garden, in front of a major post office that has three blocks of stone stairs, and people will gather there at lunchtime or at the end of the day. And that's when we target those places and we do open air preaching and pass out gospel literature. And so our internship involves not only a ministerial development in preaching and teaching, but it also involves evangelistic outreach and learning to turn and see your neighbor in their need and preach them the gospel. And then we have a third aspect that is a part of our internship, and that is training future pastors and Christian leaders the emphasis that is found in the book of Titus on beneficial deeds. We know in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, most believers have memorized that verse, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We fail to memorize the next verse, which says, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto beneficial deeds. And so we want these ministerial students to begin to develop a heart to do good to all men, and then especially the household of the faith. And we challenge people to read the book of Titus and see all of the references to good works and beneficial deeds and how the Church of Christ needs to learn to meet people's pressing needs. And so this city and our ministry is an opportunity to train these men in beneficial deeds. We happen to use the gift of food, and Lord willing, I'll share with that about that with you in the future. But you pray about the Lord sending us interns, whether they be 6-month interns or a year. And trust me, they will be plugged into a ministry that emphasizes preaching and evangelism and beneficial deeds. Pray for us about that. And the Lord bless you.
You've been listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries. NYGM is strategically located in the heart of Manhattan and seeks to spread the good news of the message of Jesus Christ by the way of daily food distribution, the International Training Center, and the International Preaching Station. We invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/NYGM.